brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The amazing Max Keiser joining us in 1 hour. Don't know who he is. You'll find out. Mike Rivero joining us in about 8 minutes. Love open phones. Bev Harris popping in. Senator Dean Barkley popping in for the Senate race up in Minnesota. It's all coming up here on Election Day. And, you know, I'm tempted, because I'm already staying up here at the office, to go on International Iranian TV, International British Radio out of London, and some other news. I might as well just maybe do a special report tonight on PrisonPlanet.tv and only on the internet streams. Won't be on the AM and FM dial. I don't know. I guess I could talk to Ted and have another board op coming tonight. I guess I could go live in my rebroadcast slot on the network, cover the election, see if we can make that happen. All right, let's take a few more calls. Ed in Colorado. Go ahead, sir.
Sean is a big supporter of you, and he's in trouble. He's in Thailand.
Who's a big supporter?
My son, Sean Fitzgerald. He's a member of the 9/11 Colorado 9/11 Visionaries and We Are Change.
Yeah, they're great folks. What's up? What's happening?
Well, he's in Thailand, and he's been chased by paramilitary police, and he's taken refuge in a medical clinic in Mai Sot, Thailand. And he called me and asked me to call you. He called me about an hour ago, and I called you immediately.
Well, how are we going to help him in Thailand or in a medical clinic?
Well, he thought maybe there's some way you could call attention to his...
I got a sneaking suspicion he was videotaping things in a country that isn't so free.
No, he's a stay-at-home dad with a... and his wife...
No, I'm not saying your son's bad. I'm trying to imagine why they're after him.
Yeah. Is there anything that anyone can do that could...
Well, I mean, what's the specifics?
He said that last night he was chased by some paramilitaries and got injured and then was taken into the medical clinic where his wife works, and now he's afraid to go out of there because...
Yeah, he was chased by the youth corps, I guess, or one of their local militia brigades.
Yeah.
You want to tell people where the clinic is? Or I mean, have you called the U.S. Embassy?
No, I haven't. He asked me to call you first, but I think I'll call them next.
Well, listen, I would like to help your son. What's his name again?
Sean, S-E-A-N, Fitzgerald, F-I-T-Z-G-E-R-A-L-D.
What line of work is he in Thailand?
His wife is a senior administrator for the medical clinic for Dr. Cynthia. It's a well-known foundation, and he stays home and takes care of his seven-year-old son, and he teaches some English and does other things. But
yeah, Thailand's totally brainwashed. They worship their king and queen. Total police state.
Yeah.
He
was doing fine for a year, and then I don't know what happened, but...
Well, people ask why I haven't left the U.S. One reason, I'm going to stay and fight in the info war, but the second reason is there's not a lot of places to run.
Yeah.
Well, how do we help him? What do we do?
Well, I'll call the embassy. Can I email you about this?
Sure.
Okay. Then I'll email on your website, and I'll get more information and stay in touch, okay?
Okay, thank you. You need to call the embassy? And that's the first thing I do. Okay, getting off the election there for a minute, but I'd love to be able to help you, Ed. We're going to take more calls from Francis and Jake and Scott and many others that are patiently holding at 1-800-259-9231. It is November 4th, 2008. Americans are lining up thinking that they're actually going to have some change with Barack H. Obama. They would have gotten identical agendas, just different rhetoric from both men. This will legitimize the electronic fraud machines. And this will sucker the public, I guess, for 4 to 8 years again as the carbon taxes, the youth brigades, all of it unfolds. And all the people are saying, well, let's see if that's just rhetoric from Obama. Obama doesn't run anything. What are you talking about? We'll be right back. Not going to run anything.
a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to be clear about this because it's become quite an issue on the internet. Mike Rivero is a great guy. I really respect his political mind. You know, I was teasing him earlier about, hey, not linking to my stories, but he actually has been. He told me Watson hadn't been sending him as many, so I'm going to chastise him over at whatreallyhappened.com. But it is these types of political fights that do get friends, family, neighbors at each other's throats, and that hasn't happened with Mike and I. It's just that he gets emails trying to stir stuff up between myself and him and others. I get emails and constant comments on the Infowars.com pages about why is Mike Rivero supporting Barack Obama? Why is he pushing his campaign on his Genesis show? Why is he pushing on his website? And look, I just want to make this point. He's a smart guy, and he's been right about a lot of things. And my whole point is that I'm not supporting John McCain. But I do agree with Webster Tarpley that John McCain would be a total lame duck. He would have no support. And then you'd have a Democratic House and Senate, and that would be a separation of powers. And that then he wouldn't be able to get any of his agenda through, which is almost identical to Obama's on more wars and carbon taxes and all these other bad things. So I've had callers calling in, you know, one earlier kind of mad at me for not supporting Obama. And I've had people emailing me asking if I'm a racist because I'm not supporting Obama. Folks, I can't do it. Just like I couldn't support George Bush or Al Gore in 2000 or either one of them in 2004, John Kerry or George Bush. I made a film about it called American Dictators. I just can't do it. And I've got my reasons for, you know, saying that. I know Mike's got his reasons for saying he thinks Obama's the lesser of two evils. And he says there's going to be no honeymoon. He'll immediately start going after Obama. But when I see him being the heir apparent, the media being behind him and all of this, it really stinks to high heaven. So we have to be able to agree to disagree and not descend on each other, though I do want to have Tarpley pop in about 20 minutes. So that makes for lively debate and radio, you know, to have a discussion with Rivero, first and foremost, because it'll be very thought-provoking. But, Mike, you got the floor. I mean, why are you supporting Obama?
Well, again, it's not so much that I'm supporting Obama because after he started moving centrist, he started saying a lot of things I disagreed with. It's, as you said earlier, I see him as the lesser of two evils. It's really more being opposed to John McCain, a.k.a. Bush Light. And I had a caller into my own show who really kind of nailed it. What's really turned off a lot of people was the manner in which McCain ran his campaign, avoiding the issues, going for the personal attacks, the flood of emails that probably you've been getting as well as I do, that, you know, Obama's real father was Malcolm X, and just this kind of nonsense. And I think future history is going to look back at the McCain campaign and really point out the choosing of Sarah Palin was the big mistake because it really made a lot of people question McCain's ability to make good decisions, and that's what we pay the president to do. And I'll be honest, and I've said this on my own show, if McCain had picked Ron Paul to be his vice president, I probably would have supported him over Obama, just to get Ron Paul, you know, that much closer to the Oval Office. I think if McCain had chosen our female governor, Linda Lingle, here in Hawaii, who may not look all that great in a bathing suit, but she knows how to run the state, that probably would have, I think, gotten the bump that McCain was looking for when he went with Palin, but they didn't even call.
So you're saying Palin is so bad and so ignorant and saying, let's have war with Russia, that did it for you?
Yeah, really that was it, because if McCain makes decisions like that in the heat of the moment, then he cannot be relied on to make the right decision if something really bad starts happening to the United States. He'll lose his temper, he'll go with his first gut call, and that's a really bad way to run a country.
But that's what the system did. They ran a political corpse, a guy who statistically will be dead in a few years. Most people don't even live a few years. He's lived 9 after that cancer. On average, 90%+ die after 10 years. He's had a relapse. I mean, they ran like Bob Dole against Bill Clinton, who you hated in 1996. You know, you fought against Clinton.
Yes.
And so, I mean, I see them running this political corpse by design because they see Barack Obama as their heir apparent. I mean, Mike, you're against the carbon taxes. You were a Ron Paul supporter. You were against Bill Clinton. I mean, what's scary is they're going to have the House, the Senate, and the executive. They're going to be able to ram through whatever they want.
Yeah, you know, it's not a perfect situation. And again, just like you and I don't agree 100% on everything that we talk about, there was no candidate out there that I 100% agreed with. So it really came down to, you know, a numbers game. And again, I think the reason we're seeing the election results that we're seeing start to emerge across the country, it's not so much that people were for Barack Obama. They were just tired of what we've had for the last going on 30 years. And change really was the buzzword. Of course, the economy starting to fall apart a little earlier than the Republicans hoped it would.
And that's 28 years.
That was certainly a major factor.
Just interrupt, and we'll go back to the economy. 28 years since we haven't had a Bush or a Clinton on the ticket. So, yes, people are saying we want a change. The problem is the very same interest that control those other two families are clearly in control of Barack Obama.
I'm not sure how clearly in control they are. I know Obama's a professional politician, and he says whatever he thinks he needs to say to win. But, you know, if you look at the various issues that are kind of a push for both of them, it really comes down to enthusiasm. And whereas Barack Obama talks about war in Iraq and Iran, although he's talking about bringing the troops home a lot sooner than McCain was, I really got a sense that McCain enjoys the idea of being commander-in-chief and sending people off to war, whereas Barack Obama, I think, is willing to do it if he perceives it's necessary, but he's not as in love emotionally with the idea. And the bottom line is that I keep going back to Lyndon Johnson and this famous meeting he had with Dr. Martin Luther King in the White House, where we brought Dr. King in and said, okay, how are we going to get this civil rights thing to work? And Dr. King, after realizing that Lyndon Johnson wasn't kidding him, said, you know, Mr. President, forgive me. I'm gratified to hear you making some serious plans about civil rights in this country, but it's so at odds with what you said during your campaign. And Lyndon Johnson said, well, then I was campaigning, and I had to make my supporters happy. And now I'm the president, and I can do what I feel is right. And you know that old Negro spiritual, free at last, thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. And, you know, I hate to be making my political choices on the basis of who I think is actually hedging a little bit more. But I think when Barack Obama finally gets into that Oval Office, I think he's going to be more inclined to follow his own lead and a little less do as he's told. And I think that's one of the reasons there was such, you know, vocal opposition to him coming from a lot of the vested interest. Now, as far as McCain being put up there in order to lose against Obama, I don't think that was the case. I mean, McCain was all but gone when Joe Lieberman came in and said, I support him, and all the money and the media attention came in. And I think the Republicans had a strategy that they were going to run McCain against Hillary and that they could beat Hillary. And I think McCain would have beat Hillary. But I think that both Republican and Democrat strategists were paying so much attention to Ron Paul, they weren't really studying Barack Obama until he had already got himself a good solid foundation. And the bottom line is that McCain just keeps making mistake after mistake after mistake in his campaign. Not only just Sarah Palin, but the way they approached the negative campaigning, the way they tried to manage the internet with this top-down sponsored website approach versus Barack Obama got right into the social networking and just really comprehended how that was all working. And again, it really comes down to, if you look at the speeches that we saw at the two conventions, you know, Barack Obama does have the ability to inspire his audiences with the idea that it's possible for
things
to be better.
Yeah, and to sell us, Mike, to sell us on a whole agenda of tyranny. After 8 years of Bill Clinton, Republicans wed themselves to George Bush, supported everything he did, and brought us all that tyranny. It's dangerous. That's why they staged 9/11, was to get all of this political support. You've got Joe Biden clearly involved with the head of Pakistani intelligence, clearly involved intimately in the 9/11 attacks. It's the same military-industrial complex that's in real control. You don't see Barack Obama saying, repeal the Patriot Act, stop the torture, put Posse Comitatus back into place. Contrary to that, he's saying, you know, he wants a million-man domestic spy force. I mean, Mike, it just doesn't fit.
Well, you know, there is no ideal solution in this race since Ron Paul got, you know, blocked out. And I've not been shy about saying that. When Ron Paul was running, I absolutely supported and backed him.
But, Mike, that's not the point I'm making. I understand. You're saying you're going with what you've got. My whole point is,
yeah,
we have a 9% approval rating for Congress. The people are finally getting it's all controlled. I mean, you always say the best way to bring down a dictator is make him act like a dictator. Instead, you're going to have 40-some percent of the public that's going to end up voting for Barack Obama, record 80-plus percent turnout, who will now support whatever he says because he's their man, and they had a, you know, tightly contested race and are wedded to him psychologically. It's going to be horrible.
Well, I don't see it that way, obviously. I mean, we saw the same phenomenon when Bush got into power, but, you know, obviously, I think because of alternative radio, because of shows like yours and our websites, I think the political honeymoon for Barack Obama is going to be a heck of a lot shorter because the American people are very upset. And Barack Obama's coming in at a time when the economy is in serious trouble.
No.
You know, if he doesn't show positive results for everybody in the first couple of weeks, he's going to have a miserable, miserable
Mike,
time.
Mike, that's the thing. He actually was against giving any of the bailout money to the American people. And I'm against socialism, but if you're going to only give it to foreign banks, might as well give it to the people. And he is for even bigger banker takeovers here. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, he's doing everything that's actually unpopular with the public. They're just hoping things are going to be different. Stay there, Mike. We'll continue to discuss this and take phone calls. We're going to have Webster Tarpley pop in with you. That should be some lively debate and discussion when we get back after this quick break with Mike Rivero.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life-change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Go right back to Mike Rivero.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell.
You're a smart guy. You know about the globalist agenda. All I'm saying is that he's a front man for the same interest. Carbon taxes, domestic spy forces, banker takeover, empowerment. I mean, it's all the same thing. And we've got the Democrats are going to be in control of everything. We'll be going into some of the numbers and exit polls that are coming out in the next segment. And then we're going to have a bunch of people, 40-some percent of the public, that are going to suddenly support it because all the police state stuff put in, oh, that was George Bush. but then Barack Obama won't repeal any of it. I mean, what are you going to do when he doesn't repeal any of this?
Well, you know, basically what you're saying about Barack Obama can also be said about John McCain. It is a push between the two of them. And so what you need to do is look at the places where they're going to be different. And as I said before, the reason I started pulling away from McCain and leaning toward Obama was that, yes, they're both, you know, in contact with the same movers and shakers. It's a question of enthusiasm. And McCain, I don't sense any hesitation on his part at all. He'll just do as he's told. And I think that Obama, once he's in office, he'll drag his heels a lot more. And I know that's a very subtle difference on which to base, a choice like this. But, you know, when you talk about all this New World Order stuff and the influence and the buying of the politicians, and yes, it's on both sides of the aisle, it's on both sides of, you know, of the campaign. So you have to just say it's a push. It's a push. Where are they different? And let's look at that. Now, again,
Mike, they're going to have an inaugural bombing.
I really wanted Ron Paul to be there.
Listen, I understand. They're going to have an inaugural bombing to make him look like a tough guy. He's going to invade some country, probably Pakistan. I got a bad feeling. Again, I'm not saying vote for McCain. I'm just pointing out, get ready, folks. We're going to get change. It's going to be tyranny.
Well, I hope you're wrong, obviously, and, you know, but time will solve that mystery. The bottom line is I'm convinced that McCain, because of the way he ran his campaign, that's the way he's going to run the country. And, you know, we're getting all these reports about vote fraud from across the country, people going into voters' lines and telling Democrats they're supposed to vote tomorrow. We're getting this from all across the country. This election is not the study in foregone conclusions the media is trying to pretend it is. You know, but I'm a great believer. How the candidate runs his campaign is how they're going to run the country. And looking at the way McCain ran his campaign, it's not a pretty picture.
Well, all I'm saying, looks like Barack Obama's going to win. And so let's just start now saying we want to demand they repeal the warrantless spying on American people.
Agreed.
They've announced a bunch of other brigades that are going to be joining the homeland. We need to tell, I mean, Mike, you're not suddenly for troops on the streets because it's Obama, right? I mean,
no, I'm absolutely not. And again, these new troops that are joining the current ones on the street, that's coming out of the Bush White House. And remember, even if Obama wins today, and, you know, and it's out of your and my hand anyway, the voters are going to the polls.
We got 3 months more. We got 3 months more.
Yeah, we've got 3 months more of Bush. And he is, you know, if Obama wins, he's going to want to set things up so that Obama and the Democrats take a huge, huge fall. So, you know, we could see the corporate giveaways go until there's just absolutely nothing in the Treasury when the Democrats
take
over.
Wait a minute. Barack Obama has been, he helped get it passed in the House a month ago on that Friday. He went in there. He went on TV. He said, I'm the champion of the bailout. Mike, let me ask you this question. Who's got more Wall Street money 3-1?
At the moment, Barack Obama, but the reason for that is it's been obvious to a lot of insiders that he is likely to win, and everybody wants to give money to the winner so that they're owed the favors. The same people who gave money to Barack Obama also gave it to John McCain. And originally, when Barack Obama was just starting out, most of his funding came from the grassroots, and the big money people were going to Hillary, and they were going to John McCain. As soon as Obama won the primary and took it away from Hillary, that's when all the Wall Street people said, oh, this guy could really do it. We'd better get on his good side.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole rationalization for allowing funding of the candidates instead of, you know, a flat public grant for the campaign is the ability to raise money is supposed to be a measure of popular support. And it's crooked and it's corrupt and there's a lot of problems with it. But it's, you know.
Well, that's my next question, Mike. We know there's election fraud coast to coast going on by different, you know, little local viceroys, and there's also fraud orchestrated nationally by how they announce the results through Voter News Services, now under a new name. This is going to cement, and in the people's minds, the left has seen it as they've been cheated. So if it was really George Bush, you know, who stole two elections, how come they can't steal it again for John McCain? Won't that be an endorsement by the electronic fraud system of Barack Obama?
Vote fraud only works when the races are close. It can't reverse a landslide or it's too obvious, and I think that's what everybody believes is going to happen today. The margin is going to be too great to reverse it in the courts or in the machines.
And regardless, it's going to legitimize the voting system, and people that were awake are going to go to sleep, and we'll all just dance down the yellow brick road with our Savior, our Lord, Barack Obama.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Congress and President Bush will not close the border with Mexico? Why is this? Many Congress people know the plan for the North American community that will merge the United States, Canada, and Mexico into one of the 10 global groupings of nations to form a one-world government. This is also why sanctuary cities have been established for illegal felons called aliens. Make no mistake about it, it's an invasion of America without a shot being fired. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit SurvivalProperty.com. That's SurvivalProperty.com.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky. Garden growing, clothes out on a line. A dusty road when a car goes by. Storytelling of days long ago. The only place she'd ever been. Singing softly, this world is not my home.
All right, folks, we are back live. Thank you for joining us. Let me introduce our two guests with this piece of audio for everybody out there who is tuning into us today.
Millions watching on RTL. Let's get ready to rumble!
Ha ha ha! Listen, it's always thought-provoking to have somewhat of a debate, and I just put this together today. In fact, we finally got a hold of Webster Tartley about 30 minutes ago. I wasn't even sure I was going to have him pop in with Mike Rivero today. Mike's a great guy who I really respect. You know, I met with Willie Nelson for about 4 hours with Jesse Ventura. Ventura's against both candidates and the false left-right paradigm. But, you know, even Willie Nelson, who's anti-New World Order, has a lot of courage. He's just so sick of George Bush, he says, well, let's just give Obama a try. Let's see what happens. And then if he turns out bad, we'll come out against him. And, you know, he wants to support a black guy. He wants to, you know, have good civil rights. He wants to go, he wants to see black folks have that pride. He, you know, he wants to see wars in. He wants to hope. I'm just sorry. What I see from Barack Obama is actually the whole New World Order agenda that every president for 40 years has been following for 45 years intensifying. And the Republican that comes after him, it'll be even worse. So I wanted to bring up Webster Tarpley for the next 30 minutes, maybe 5 minutes of the next hour with both of them, so we have a full half hour. Webster Tarpley, who is, of course, what I'd call a progressive, kind of a mainline liberal in the whole system and thought of Mr. Roosevelt during the Depression, which I actually really disagree with overall. But I respect him as well. So I disagree with both these men fundamentally on some issues, but I also respect them and believe that they, you know, have a great intellect and, you know, positions that need to be looked at to have a full debate, not be closed-minded. So let's bring up Webster Tarpley. We've had Mike Rivero on for the last 25 minutes or so telling us why he's for Obama, that he's not giving him a honeymoon, but he hopes. Tarpley, just in a nutshell, and I want to go back, you know, tit for tat back and forth with you and Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com, of course. We have Webster Tarpley of the unauthorized biography of George H.W. Bush and the unauthorized biography of Barack H. Obama. He dislikes both men. Tell us what we're really dealing with here with what looks like a huge landslide for what is being called the new president of the world, the savior of earth by mainstream media, Barack Obama.
Alex, you have to stop calling me a liberal. I'm not a liberal in any sense of the word. Liberal means two things, that you think that bankers rule the world. I don't. And you think there's no such thing as right and wrong. And I don't agree with that either. I am an American system traditionalist. You want to call me something? I'm a Hamiltonian. Okay?
Well, I understand the Hamiltonian. My goodness.
Alexander Hamilton. That's
he wanted
the
a king.
American main line.
Yeah, I know who Alexander Hamilton is. Whatever. You support Roosevelt. And in my book, that's classic mainline. You know, U.S. Democrat, whatever you want to call it.
This has nothing to do with somebody like Pelosi. In other words, Roosevelt and Pelosi are polar opposites. And that's also the problem with Obama. Roosevelt is somebody who fought the Wall Street finance oligarchs and defeated them repeatedly. He got reelected four times by the American people. This indicates something profound. Obama, of course, is a puppet carefully prepared by the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderberg Group. One of the reasons he was chosen is that his blackness gives a kind of cover.
Left cover.
Left cover, if you like, radical cover.
Let me just stop you, Tarpley. I don't want to get into an argument over little you know, issues. But American traditionalists, you've said that. And absolutely, he's got the heavy hitters. He's got the real global elite behind him. Finish up. You got 2 minutes, and I'm going to go to Mike.
All right. I think Obama is the most dangerous presidential candidate that we've seen. He is in the same tradition as Jimmy Carter, but he's about 100 times worse. He's similar to Carter in the sense that he was a carefully chosen creature of the Trilateral Commission, Bilderberger Group, Rand Corporation. We have decades and decades of right-wing reactionary rule in this country, punctuated every now and then by these abortive interludes where we have a left-wing demagogue who comes in and uses slightly different slogans, generally human rights slogans, to try to relaunch imperialism in the world. This is what Obama will do, try to give imperialism a facelift, try to convince people that American imperialism is not what they've learned that it is, but rather that it's something fresh and new and progressive. His main tasks will be kicking the Chinese out of Africa, if he can, and courting confrontation with Russia and China. And naturally, since Zbigniew Brzezinski is running the show, they will be using proxies. They'll be using pawns and puppets and kamikaze states in the same way that they used Georgia against Russia. They'd like to use Iran for that and really any other place that they can dupe and mobilize. On the internal front, and really all I'm saying is what Joe Biden said in Seattle. Biden said two things. There'll be a confrontation with Russia in the first 6 months. The righteousness of the U.S. position will be in doubt. It means that Obama reopens the door to false flag operations for them. And then also supporting aggression like Saakashvili. The other perspective that Biden gave in Seattle was a 12-month perspective that Obama will be so hated because of his economic decisions, which will be those of draconian, crushing, brutal austerity, not to redistribute the wealth. The Republican propaganda is crazy on this point. Obama's not going to redistribute the wealth to the little people. The wealth goes to his owners, to Rockefeller, Soros, Goldman Sachs, the people who pay for him. He is a Wall Street deployment in every way. Two other things. In terms of fascism, you have to think about human rights in this country. In other words, free speech. Will we be able to broadcast? Under Bush Cheney, I don't know about others, but I've been broadcasting, and I know Alex has, and I think Mike also.
No, they've been openly discussing, and Democratic senators and House members are on record talking about the Fairness Doctrine. And
right, and we
have the Obama police in Missouri on record themselves saying, if you lie about Obama, we'll arrest you. Stop there. I really want to go to Mike Rivero. Mike, you want to go back and forth here?
Well, I want to respond to some of the things that Webster was saying, and my first comment is that the Bilderbergers and the Trilateralists, and for that matter the CFR and the rest of those group, they played the game very much like the Wall Street financiers. They tend to back all of the people they think have the potential of pulling off a run for the White House. So it's not a case that they're in a position to say, okay, you're it and you will automatically win. Because there's, the whole country right now is really badly factionalized. And, there is no one group that is unquestionably in power. As you say, you've got the Rockefellers on one side, and they're fighting against this group over here, and they war amongst themselves, and we get to sit on the sidelines and watch it. So the bottom line is, my read of the situation was that the groups that Webster is talking about really did pin their initial hopes on Hillary Clinton, because she was a woman, she was going to carry the woman's vote, and, you know, we saw a lot of vote fraud during the Democratic primaries, was favoring Hillary. So I think, you know, if you get into the realm of secret backers, I think they were leaning really more toward Hillary than Obama. But Obama pulled off an upset in the primaries, and at that point everybody started saying, well, let's get on his good side, let's buy his interest. Now, that's not to say that Barack Obama is not owing a lot of favors to a lot of the same people that Bush did, Hillary did, and McCain does. But I don't think he was the number one choice of the people behind the scenes. And again, this gets back to the issue that once he's in office, he may very much turn out to be like John Kennedy. John Kennedy went into office owing a lot of favors. He owed a lot of favors to organized crime for Chicago. He owed a lot of favors to various other groups. And once he was in office, he said, okay, I don't have to really take care of them anymore. And he sicked his younger brother at the Justice Department against organized crime. He basically started saying, okay, I don't need the CIA anymore. And he really angered a lot of people, which unfortunately led to the tragedy in Dallas.
Yeah, but we don't see that, Mike, coming out of Obama. He's talking about youth brigades, supporting troops in America, and supporting this whole agenda. But Tarpley, what about his point that they did clearly in New Hampshire, and we had eyewitnesses there and people that were nonpartisan covering it, they did cheat Paul and they did cheat Barack Obama. They tried to cheat him in New Hampshire.
Vote fraud all the time by all sides, and the result of the election is a vector sum of vote fraud, as I said at the time. Today, the biggest vote fraud is in favor of Obama. The intelligence community is pro-Obama. The FBI and the CIA love Obama, and they will go down the line for Obama, because that is the order coming out of Wall Street. However, the idea that Obama is some kind of a free agent with free will, I think is tragically wrong. My finding is that Obama has been brainwashed, if you will. He has been fostered and prepared since his time at Columbia, 1981 to 1983, which is likely when he was picked up by Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Yeah, he's been under deep globalist tutelage.
Absolutely. That's probably when he met Bill Ayers and Bernardine Dorn, the weatherman, terrorist, bomber, killer.
Which, again, are foundation killers. Protected.
Pardon me?
Foundation creations.
Yeah, these are funded operations of the foundations. If you look at Obama, everybody in his personal life is a provocateur of some kind. You've got the foundation-funded racist provocateurs, Jeremiah Wright and Flager and Meeks and Dwight Hopkins and Otis Moss at this so-called church. You've got criminal elements, of course. You've got Rezko, Auchi, and Al-Samari. in this stew of corruption that Obama.
Yeah, but that's only his. That's only his foundation left covered as well because of where he came from.
Well, he's also then got the fact that the foundations are his family business. His mother worked for the Ford. He's from the Gamaliel, the Joyce, the Woods, and the Annenberg, above all. And his friend Bernadine Dorn gets
money. But, Tarpley, let me ask you this and then go back to Mike here. Look, I can't vote for either one of these guys with conscience. I mean, bomb, Iran, McCain stumbling around, Palin can't tie her shoelaces. I mean,
which is the stronger imperialist? In other words, which is the more formidable imperialist enemy? In other words, you're going to be fighting either
one. No, I agree. They're going to be able to get a lot more through on Obama. 40%+ of the country, it looks like, is actually going to vote for him, and that's a total of an 80%+ turnout. And then they're not ever going to want to admit they were wrong. Now, Mike, if it turns out, you know, he's wrong. I mean, Mike has said he's going to come out against Obama. Mike?
I'm sorry. Once Obama is in the White House, he can't expect any favors from me. Because, I'm going to hold him right to the fire and say, okay, you're in there. You got to do what you promised you were going to do and only what you promised you were going to do.
Oh, my God.
And,
he's already before the election.
I want to go back and talk about a couple of things. First of all, the vote fraud that is being reported, at least to my show and my website and certainly on the media, is overwhelmingly going from the Democrats to the Republicans at this point.
How about Acorn?
Acorn, that has come and gone as an issue. Now, I want to get back to this other issue here about the whether Obama is a puppet or whether he'd be his own person like Kennedy was. If Obama wins with a significant landslide, he's going to look at that surplus of popular support and figure that he can take it out for a test drive. And that will give him the political strength to be able to go out and say, okay, let's renegotiate what the plan was going to be. And, you know,
has he ever done any such thing ever once in his entire life? Or is he not a completely controlled puppet, 1,000% owned and controlled by these financiers?
It's impossible to say at this point until he's in office.
So you have no evidence whatsoever.
That's the gamble.
He's been in office.
He's
been in the Senate.
That's
Has he ever done anything to buck the establishment?
Every time we put a new president in office, we put him in on the basis of the promises that are given to us by the mainstream media, and then we
are
have to
crazy?
Wait to see what they're actually going to do. Mr. Tarpley,
Webster, let him finish for 1 minute, and then we'll go back to you for 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I don't cut you off, and please accord me the same result. The bottom line is, I agree. When we elect a president, we're not really going to know what they're going to do until they are in office. Sometimes it's a very unfortunate shock, as it was in the case of George Bush. Sometimes it's a pleasant surprise, like it was with Kennedy. The bottom line is, when they walk through that door of the Oval Office and realize for the first time it's theirs, it's going to have an effect on them. And with McCain, the sense that I get is that he's perfectly happy with the world as it is right now. He voted along with George Bush, 95% of the time. With Barack Obama coming in from a less than traditional background in American politics, I think the possibility is definitely going to be there that he may just sit there and say, okay, we promised change. What can we change? Webster's turn.
This reproduces all of the pathetic illusions and delusions about the presidency that people have had. The U.S. presidency is a puppet position, and if you don't want to be a puppet, you've got to fight for it, and you've got to have some track record. Obama is controllable. The Resco indictments, the Chicago, Illinois bipartisan combine, mean that he can be put in jail within 72 hours at any time. He's also not born in the United States. He's born in Kenya. Naturalized into Indonesia.
Come on.
Could be thrown out of the country and put in jail at any time. Therefore, the control mechanisms are clear. I think you're blinded by hatred of Hillary Clinton, and you're so blinded by hatred of Bush and Cheney, which I can understand, that you're not able to see what Obama actually represents. It's like you have a desire to be duped. You're inventing stories that have absolutely no basis in evidence and fact. We do know what Obama will do. We know exactly what he'll do because we can study his backers, his controllers, the people who make policy for him. We can tell, what Richard Holbrooke will do at the State Department, what Mark Brzezinski will do at the National Security Council, and so on down the line. Then there is this question of fascism. The Obama supporters, the Kool-Aid drinkers, the lemmings, the cultists, and the personality freaks, the closest thing to an actual fascist mass movement we've ever had in the United States. They come with left cover. People do not understand fascism. They think it's top down. It's not top down. It's grassroots and bottom up. We had Schumer this morning saying talk radio is pornography. Pornography is regulated. We're going to regulate talk radio. That means they're going to come after.
By the way, I saw that on the stair stepper.
They're going to come and try to come after people like us. The situation of civil liberties under Obama will be dramatically worse.
Okay, Webster, stop there. Stop. So we're going to come back after the break and try to, you know, be even here with the time. This is all very informative and thought provoking. Yeah, Mike, the fairness doctrine. I mean, it's on record. They've got a whole nest of top Democrats saying they're coming after talk radio.
I can imagine. Well, see, the issue is the fairness doctrine has not been in force. It's not been in force for quite a long time. I mean, it was. I'm trying to remember when that was actually rescinded. Yeah, rescinded. I think we need to get the fairness doctrine back in. I mean, that's the reason, why Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage dominate the airwaves.
Mike, it's all selectively enforced. They don't allow anybody to have a real, editorial program. It's all just got to be milquetoast reporting what AP says. You understand this is targeted at us, bro.
I'm not feeling that. I mean, I think the fairness doctrine, if it went back in, would open up opportunities for the rest of us
all
to
right,
get our...
Stay there. Time. Stay there. We got a break. Stay with us.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, I'm Steve Chang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
I'm going to steal me a silver stallion. And I'm going to ride. I'm going to find me a reckless woman.
I'm going to chase the sky forever.
With the woman and the stallion and the wind.
The woman and the stallion and the wind.
And the sun is going to burn into a cinder.
And the sun is going to burn into a
before we ever pass this way again. I was out on Willie Nelson's deck last week, or week and a half ago, on a mountaintop overlooking Central Texas.
And we're gonna ride.
And I looked at him and I said that line to him.
Ride.
And he had these seashells in the ride, walls of his log ride, cabin. The seashells dug up from the limestone. And I said, seashells from right here? And he said, yeah. And I said, from 15 million years ago, when this mountain you live on was a coral reef in a shallow sea. And that was quite a moment, talking about the sun will burn into a cinder. And maybe I should tell more of that story some other time, because we don't have a lot of time with both our guests. Okay, we just ended up, I believe, at the end of the last segment with Tarpley talking. When we're going to keep Tarpley a little bit, Mike has to leave. So don't accuse me, folks, of cutting him short. He has to leave here. I'm going to keep Tarpley about 10, 15 minutes the next hour than Max Kaiser. Mike, closing two-minute comment here before we go back to Tarpley.
Well, I just want to go back and remind everybody that there's been a lot of swift boating, a lot of absolute misstatements made in this campaign. And the one that I can personally deal with is this idea that Barack Obama was not born in Hawaii. Now, about a week ago, week and a half ago, WorldNet Daily ran a story by Jerome Corsi that said the governor of Hawaii had sealed Obama's birth certificate to prevent anybody from looking at it. Now, I live here in Hawaii. I know Governor Linda Lingle, who, by the way, is a Republican, not a Democrat, not likely to be covering anything up. And she basically, her office issued a statement. The Jerome Corsi article was completely fraudulent. She did not seal Barack Obama's birth certificate. All birth certificates are confidential because of the problem of identity theft, but she set it up so that any media that want to contact a state official, and I forget which one she designated, will confirm the birth certificate for them. In terms of the content in there. We've found the birth announcement in both Honolulu newspaper archives. We've located a witness who saw the family there at the hospital at the correct time. Mm-hmm. This is one of the issues that we know has been an absolute complete fraud. I mean, does it really make sense that the Democratic National Committee would let Barack Obama get into the presidential contest at all without, you know, checking the bonfire?
Well, they could use it as leverage, but briefly, Tarpley, you say it's true he was born in Kenya. To me, it's a bit nebulous. They do have his grandmother saying he was born there.
Where is the birth certificate? If I am Obama, I am asking to get my hands on the thermonuclear button. And we've had Jimmy Hu in 1976 was a catastrophe, and now we've got Barky Hu, and we don't even know where he comes from. If Obama had any regard, a scintilla of respect for the American people, he would say, American people, here is the full, detailed vault copy. In other words, the answer to all of this is, where's his birth certificate? He doesn't publish it. He will not bring it forward. He doesn't have it. He's a liar.
Okay, let's end this hour with Mike. Let's end this and we'll come back with Webster Tarpley. You got the last minute.
It's been on the web for weeks. The people who are trying to
get a live birth,
they just keep saying, it's a fake, it's a fake, it's a fake. And it's a return to the Napoleonic Code. They keep saying the birth certificate he's provided is a fake. He has to prove that he didn't fake it. That's the Napoleonic Code. We live in the United States.
We have the Napoleonic Code. If you want to be president, you want to get your hands on the
Webster, you're going to have time in a minute. Finish up.
Everything about you.
Mike, finish up.
Okay. Basically, you know, Barack Obama has provided his birth certificate. This is a non-issue by a campaign that doesn't want to talk about the wars, doesn't want to talk about the economy. And I think what has really turned off most voters in the United States, it's not that they're voting for Obama. They're just sick of politics as usual. They're sick of swift voting. They're sick of Karl Rove-style campaigning. And it's turned them off.
Yeah, well, it's certainly a rejection of the neocons and the stage terror and the rest of it.
Yes.
We'll just see what happens with this new bunch, and we'll be there together. Mike Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com. Thanks for coming on with us. My website's InfoWars.com. Back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.